Daily Dilemma.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat Breakfast.
The Daily Dilemma.
First one of the week, let's do this.
Okay, you can email us talk@beat102103.com. Hi, Niall and show, can you not read my name? I matched with a guy last week and we went on a date. Nice fella. He's in college and he's staying around for the summer because he has a job. Now, I asked him what he's doing and he said he's working in hospitality. I didn't really think much more about it. One of the girls sent me a screen grab last night of this guy in a 99 van pulling ice creams. I was so turned off. I don't think I can do a second date with a guy that works in a Mr. Whippy van. It's like the definition of uncool. I couldn't really bring him home to meet my parents. Do I tell him I'm not free for the summer and maybe consider seeing him again in September when he's not pulling 99s? Is that bad?
Ooh, yeah, that is bad.
Don't tell Big Noisy.
I think we need to get Big Noisy on the phone ASAP. Like, Big Noisy would not be happy with this.
That's not cool.
Big Noisy, like, to me, it's like the definition of happiness, and he has ice cream as well. Like, he just brings joy and, like, light and good vibes. Do you know what? It struck me when you said, like, even the fact that he might have been a bit embarrassed, I hate that for him that he didn't. He said he worked in hospitality.
Yeah, yeah,
like, that he wasn't able to say.
I think if I was doing it and I have no issue doing it, I'd own it.
Yeah, but maybe he was trying to impress her and he just felt like he couldn't. And now it's just proved that, like, you do have an issue with it. It is bad that you think that that's embarrassing, because if he's a nice fella and the worst thing that he's doing, like, find me a man that'd whip me a 99 every day. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's a keeper.
And yeah, like, he's just trying to earn a few bob for college. Like,
yeah, it's just a job. It is a job. He's got a summer job and he's, like, going to be making loads of people happy.
Like, who else would you turn your nose up at? Somebody's selling strawberries at the side of the road, are they a no-no too?
What do you mean you can't bring him home to your parents? Why?
It's not his career.
No, I think it is bad on your part, and I think you need to maybe have a little think about what you want, because I think going out with somebody and then, like, calling them uncool and that's the reason why you don't want to see them. I know you'd call me uncool all the time. I don't really care. What's cool? Mm. Like, what's the definition
cool
of cool?
Cool is in the eye of the beholder.
Exactly. And what do you want to be cool for? Do you want to be with someone nice, or do you want to be with someone that fits your idea of what cool is?
He does really work in hospitality. It is a form of hospitality.
Yeah, no, but I just wish that, as you said, that he was able to tell her what he did and to, as you say, own it and have a joke and, like, geez, sure, he could come into her estate and everybody be delighted. Yeah. No, you need to have a little think about whether or not this guy is a decent human being, somebody that you saw yourself with, and try and overlook the fact that you think this is uncool, because it's not. He's just a lovely person whipping 99s. And I wonder, does he have lime sauce? That's the question. That'd be the deal breaker for me.
Thoughts, please. 085-102-9103.
I think the answer from the southeast might be a resounding yes, it is.
Bevan was just on to us from Tip. She says, is this girl absolutely bonkers? Unlimited access to ice cream. I'd nearly leave my husband for Mr. Whippy. On a serious note, though, complete snob. I'd love to know what she does. He's better off with someone who'll appreciate him for who he is, not what he does.
Chloe said, absolutely ridiculous. He's in college. It's a bloody summer job. Fair play to him. I'd be buzzing to go out with someone who works in an ice cream van. Think of the perks.
I don't know if it's Kenya or Kenya, but thanks for your message. She says, I'm honestly baffled by this generation sometimes. A guy working in an ice cream van and earning an honest living should never be something to be embarrassed about. Since when did appearance and status become more important than someone's character or work ethic? Many dilemmas lately seem to show this same mindset, entitlement and shallowness and judging people based on image. And it's sad to think this is the mentality shaping the next generation of leaders. There's absolutely nothing wrong with honest work, and people should be proud of anyone getting up and earning a living. Well said.
Thank you. John said, this is so interesting. My grandfather sold scoops of ice cream in Kinsale for endless summers. He ended up building a business worth millions.
Wow.
This one would want to get a grip of herself. I'd love for the man to hear this dilemma and to get rid of her. There is a chance that whoever this person is will be informed of it, I would say.
And Tina was on, what a snob, you're literally the definition of judgment, and exactly why he wasn't honest about what part of hospitality he's in. He has a job, he's making money, and anything he's doing to make money for college is better than lying around in bed all day. So do the chap a favour, leave him be, and let someone who appreciates his efforts find him. Right, couple of quick voice notes on this. Where are we gone? James was on to us.
What
has he got to say to us this morning?
Lads, the chap is in college. He's working full time during the summer. Who cares what he's working at? He's earning a wage. He's paying his way. And she's not going to see him just on the basis that he's working in an ice cream van. Why are people so shallow?
Shallow is the word being used a lot this morning.
I just read out this message. Please don't. I can read out her name.
Non-one?
No, it's not. She just said, please don't call because I can't call. It's Katie. This girl needs to get over herself. Any guy that works so hard is more attractive than anything ridiculous from this girl. It's okay. True. A hard worker. Absolutely.
And finally, we live from Sean this morning.
Good morning, Pete. You know what I'm going to say? No. I think you should be ashamed of yourself. How can you judge somebody for having a job? It might not be your ideal job. It might not be his ideal job. But he's earning money and he's not skiving off you. You're not going to be paying his way the entire summer. If it doesn't suit you and it's an inconvenience, absolutely, then let him off. But don't make this about his job. Okay, love you. Bye.
Thank you, Sean. And you know what? Can I just say one other thing on this, just the final? There's a lot of people go to work and they're absolutely miserable. They're miserable going to work. Yeah. I'd imagine the joy of dishing out ice cream to happy people
because
all day has a lot of job
happy satisfaction. Like it is one job that actually, like the idea of the van arriving in your estate or wherever you are and
excited
hearing the music
kids.
And like going up and seeing the pictures of which sauce you're going to get, which sprinkles. Like as Niall said, that is like you are spreading a little bit of happiness in a world that, like you, that girl should be like queuing up. Do you know what I mean? I think we've answered your question, darling, and I hope if you're listening you've taken something from it, and I hope you either give him another shot and forget what was gone before, or else he finds somebody worthy of his 99s. That's all I'm saying.